Welcome back to Purim Drashos of the Amorayim. Today we'll be doing the 12th Drasha in the Gemara on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Maseches Megillah. That is the Drasha of Rava. So, Rava Pasal Epistle of Harbashas and Mehacha. Rava would start off his Purim Drashos, his Drashos on the Megillah every year with the following Pasuk found in Mishlei. The Pasuk says, Birvos Tzadikim Yismach Ha'am, in the Revos tzadikim, in the exaltation and the growing and the increasing of tzadikim, the nation will rejoice. Uvim shol rasha, but in the yeanach ha'am, but in the rulership of the rishayim of the wicked, the nation will groan. Okay, so pretty simple so far. When tzaddikim increase and are uplifted, so the nation rejoices, and when a wicked person rules, the nation groans. And already you can see where this is going. He darshins bervos tzaddikim yismach ha'am zeh Mordechai ve'Esther. That's Mordechai and Esther. Those are the tzaddikim, and that's the nation rejoiced. Chsiv, as the pasuk says, va'ir shushan salah v'samecha. The nation was very happy with the uplifting of the tzaddikim Mordechai and Esther, and umshal rasha yeenach am. So of course you can guess zeh Haman. That's Haman dechsev vayir Shushan Navocha, because the city of Shushan was bewildered upon hearing the decree of Haman. So far it sounds very simple, you know, that with Mordechai and Esther, the nation was happy, and when Haman was ruling, or his decree was in place, the nation groaned. It sounds a little too simple, though, to be, you know, the theme of the Purim story. Though it could be telling us just that you know, of course, the Simcha is one of the biggest themes of not just Purim, but it pours out into the entire month. As the Gemara in Tainus tells us. So there is this idea of Simcha. So what is Simcha? So Rava is telling us that in the Purim story, we see that the Simcha to the Jewish people happened with the rise of Mordechai and Esther, and the opposite of Simcha, this groaning, this pain, comes from when a Rasha is in charge. It still, though, it doesn't sound so complete. Though it's worth noting that it's unclear when this realization of Mordechai and Esther and Haman and who they really were, when it really played a factor and when it really came into being, because it's possible to suggest that when Mordechai was, you know, first not bowing, and it could be he was giving the Jewish people trouble about going to Ahasuerus' party, and Haman was the one who was encouraging the Jewish people to go to the party. This is right, the Chazal's understanding of what was happening. So it could be that Mordechai got a lot of flack from the Jewish people, and it could be that they actually, you know, appreciated Haman's generosity and Ahasuerus' generosity to bring the Jewish people in. So sometimes it's not so easy to see who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And this Josh is telling us that. But if you look at when the real Simcha happened, and when the real celebration was, and when the real groaning, the genuine groaning and pain took place, so it's very clear that it's when Haman was ruling and Haman was the Rasha, and he was. You know, his decree wasn't there. And when the real tzaddikim, Mordechai and Esther, who actually were standing by the Jews the whole time, when they were finally lifted up at the end, so va'ir shushan sahala v'samecha. And just being able to see who the good guys are is and who the bad guys are is not such a simple thing. You know, we're used to, like, you know, the villain has a certain type of mustache and the triangle hat, and okay, you know he's the bad guy. But it's really not so simple in real life. And it could be it wasn't so simple back then as well. And the celebration at the end of the day is celebrating real tzaddikim. Tzaddikim who lead us in the Derech Hashem, the tzaddikim who see an assimilated nation and encourage them to do Ratzon Hashem and to stick to the Torah and stick to Torah values. And Mordechai and Esther were them, and Baruch Hashem, they were uplifted. And it's critical that we celebrate in the uplifting of tzaddikim, even if we're not tzaddikim ourselves. But when we see tzaddikim uplifted, that's something to make us happy, and that we should celebrate. Halavai, we should be the tzaddikim, but even if we're not, to celebrate the rising of tzaddikim. And of course, when the Russia rules, so that's bad news for everybody involved.